Hello, this is Secretary of Daniel Goldthorpe dictating the last report on Brendan Lau, date of birth 8/3/1997, date of procedure July 3rd, 2024. Physician Secretary of Daniel Goldthorpe. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is diarrhea, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, abdominal pain, comma, heartburn, comma, bright red blood paroxysm, comma, weight loss. Description procedure. Informed consent of pain period. Possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, or possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy or obstetrication. Patient's breath in dusty sweep, place in a flat oral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated on the sedated gastroscope is introduced into esophagus, demands indirect vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach G junction, esophagus. The rest of the used to obtain the cardiac air reception from the stomach for oral scope. The patient then tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. Sorry, delete that. The proximal esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. There was a metastasophageal diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of whitish plaque noted in the mid-esophagus. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out candida. Next line. The Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the right back. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Comma biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, patient will need to reschedule his colonoscopy as the patient did not purchase the prep before the procedure, and noted brown stools, a noted brown solid stool at this time. Discussed options with the patient in proceeding with evaluation with colonoscopy and aborting the procedure if necessary versus rescheduling the procedure. The patient chose to reschedule the procedure and undergo the full prep prior to the procedure. Next line, pending polyp pathology, we'll determine next endoscopy timing. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.